92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I'm all for recycling. I don't do enough of it myself personally. I know I have to make some changes in my life and do more. But when the stuff becomes food, I get a little uncomfortable. See what you think about this. A bunch of super geeky scientists are using genetically engineered E. coli bacteria to convert plastic into vanilla flavoring to be used in cooking. There's just so much to unpack in that sentence. Genetically engineered bacteria, converting. Oh, man. This information came from the June issue of the Green Chemistry Journal. Nope, I didn't know there was such a thing either. But they're all kinds of happy and excited about this new biological upcycling of post-consumer plastic waste into vanillin, which is the basis of vanilla extract. Okay, you're just piling on now. That's more to unpack. Plastic usage has increased dramatically over the last 50 years. We all know that. We talk about it all the time. It's to the point where people very briefly use and then discard up to 10 million plastic bags per minute worldwide. Think about that. And an estimated 8 million tons of plastic waste gets dumped into the ocean every day. Are you sure you still want to go to the beach for a swim? Really? That stuff adds up quickly. So these E. coli are turning plastic bottles into vanilla extract as a way to combat the global plastic waste crisis. And they built in some really strong economic incentives to get communities to do more of this kind of recycling. But turning stuff into food. Yeah, I'm still really uncomfortable with that.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.